Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the call. It is Think and Grow Rich Thursday, February 16th, 2012. I'm very excited to be here. I, like Marlise, am alive, awake, aware, enthusiastic, and Denise and Bill and everyone else. And Marlise, thank you very much for treating us to that very inspirational solo first thing in the morning. I love that. Maybe we'll have to have you come out later and do that for the group here. I do want to welcome everyone to the call. We have an incredibly powerful message to go over today. As you know, we typically go through the book Think and Grow Rich as our foundational text, but occasionally we veer off just a little bit into some other very foundational texts that have to do with wealth creation and controlling the mind and bringing more power to each of us. And we're going through the book, The Science of Getting Rich. And today we're jumping into chapter 5, which is entitled Increasing Life. And I am really excited about this chapter. This has some powerful stuff in it. It has some ideas, some thoughts that may challenge some of our existing held beliefs about money. And I just want to preface this by saying, please, everybody, think about the words that are going to be read and be asking yourselves a couple of questions. One is, what is my belief in this area? Am I in alignment with what Mr. Wallace Waddles is sharing? And the second thing I want everyone to be asking ourselves as we go through this is what Mr. Wallace Waddles sharing with us accurate? Is it a belief that we should have? You know, last night I was reading this chapter before bedtime, and I read to my wife one of the lines, and she chuckled, and she said, "Well, you're not going to read that, are you?" And I said, "You bet I am." Because sometimes we have to hear things that maybe are contrary to our existently held belief system so that we can realize, one, we may have a false belief, or two, maybe our belief is accurate, and analyzing that belief will just reinforce it and re-embed it. And one of the most important things we can do as people, if we want to generate wealth in our lives, is make sure that we have a belief system that is in alignment or in harmony with being able to attract wealth into our lives, rather than having a belief system that repels wealth or keeps wealth away from us. And again, everything on this call, I'm going to tell you, you know, don't accept it at face value. We're maybe going to hear some things that might not be in alignment with the truth, but it's through this exercise of hearing new ideas and really analyzing them that we come to find the truth and we come to have the truth re-embedded deep within our soul. So I hope you can appreciate that. And I want you to sit back, relax, and think very deeply about the words that are about to be read because they are powerful. Let me grab a drink here real quick. All right, here we go. You must get rid of the last vestige of the old idea that there is a deity whose will it is that you should be poor, or whose purposes may be served in keeping you by keeping you in poverty. The intelligent substance which is all and in all and which lives in all and lives in you is a consciously living substance. Being a consciously living substance, it must have the nature and inherent desire of every living intelligence for increase of life. Every living thing must continually seek for the enlargement of its life, because life, in the mere act of living, must increase itself. A seed dropped into the ground springs into activity, and in the act of living produces 100 more seeds. Life, by living, multiplies itself. It is forever becoming more. It must do so if it continues to be at all. Intelligence is under the same necessity for continuous increase. Every thought we think makes it necessary for us to think another thought. Consciousness is continually expanding. Every fact we learn leads us to the learning of another fact. Knowledge is continually increasing. Every talent we cultivate brings to the mind the desire to cultivate another talent. We are subject to the urge of life, seeking expression, whichever drives us on to know more, to do more, and to be more. In order to know more, do more, and be more, we must have more. We must have things to use, for we learn and do and become only by using things. We must get rich so that we can live more. The desire for riches is simply the capacity for larger life seeking fulfillment. Every desire is the effort of an unexpressed possibility to come into action. It is power seeking to manifest which causes desire. That which makes you want more money is the same as that which makes the plant grow. It is life seeking fuller expression. The one living substance must be subject to this inherent law of life. It is permeated with the desire to live more, and that is why it is under the necessity of creating things. The one substance desires to live more in and through you. Therefore, it wants you to have all the things you can use. It is the desire of God that you should get rich. Quite a statement there. Wonder if that's true. He wants you to get rich because he can express himself better through you if you have plenty of things to use in giving him expression. He can live more in you if you have unlimited command of the means of life. The universe desires you to have everything you want to have. Nature is friendly to your plans. Everything is naturally for you. Make up your mind that this is true. It is essential, however, that your purpose should harmonize with the purpose that is in all. You must want real life, not mere pleasure or sensual gratification. Life is the performance of function, and the individual really lives only when he performs every function, physical, mental, and spiritual, of which he is capable without excess in any. You do not want to get rich in order to live swinishly for the gratification of animal desires. That is not life. But the performance of every physical function is a part of life. And no one lives completely who denies the impulses of the body a normal and healthful expression. You do not want to get rich solely to enjoy mental pleasures, to get knowledge, to gratify ambition, to outshine others, to be famous. All these are a legitimate part of life, but the person who lives for the pleasures of the intellect alone will have only a partial life, and he will never be satisfied with his lot. You do not want to get rich solely for the good of others, to lose yourself for the salvation of mankind, to experience the joys of philanthropy and sacrifice. The joys of the soul are only a part of life, and they are no better or nobler than any other part. You want to get rich in order that you may eat, drink, and be merry when it is time to do these things, in order that you may surround yourself with beautiful things, see distant lands, feed your mind, and develop your intellect, in order that you may love others and do kind things, and be able to play a good part in helping the world to find truth. But remember that extreme altruism is no better and no nobler than extreme selfishness. Both are mistakes. Get rid of the idea that God wants you to sacrifice yourself for others, and that you can secure his favor by doing so. God requires nothing of the kind. What God wants is that you should make the most of yourself, for yourself, and for others. And you can help others more by making the most of yourself than in any other way. And as Jim Rohn liked to put it, you take care of you for me, and I'll take care of me for you. You can make the most of yourself only by getting rich. So it is right and praiseworthy that you should give your first and best thought to the work of acquiring wealth. Remember, however, that the desire of substance is for all, and its movements must be for more life to all. It cannot be made to work for less life to any, because it is equally in all, seeking riches and life. Intelligent substance will make things for you, but it will not take away things from someone else and give them to you. You must get rid of the thought of competition. You are to create, not to compete for what is already created. You do not have to take anything away from anyone. You do not have to drive sharp bargains. You do not have to cheat or to take advantage. You do not need to let anyone work for you for less than he earns. You do not have to covet the property of others or to look at it with wishful eyes. No one has anything of which you cannot have the like, and that without taking what he has away from him. You are to become a creator, not a competitor. You are going to get what you want, but in such a way that when you get it, every other person whom you affect will have more than he has now. I am aware that there are those who get a vast amount of money by proceeding in direct opposition to the statements in the paragraph above, and may add a word of explanation here. Individuals of that type who become very rich do so sometimes purely by their extraordinary ability on the plane of competition, and sometimes they unconsciously relate themselves to substance in its great purposes and movements for the general upbuilding through industrial evolution. Rockefeller, Carnegie, Morgan, etc., have been the unconscious agents of the supreme in the necessary work of systemizing and organizing productive industry, and in the end, their work will contribute immensely toward increased life for all. But their day is nearly over. They have organized production and will soon be succeeded by the agents of the multitude who will organize the machinery of distribution. They are like the monster reptiles of the prehistoric era. They play a necessary part in the evolutionary process, but the same power which produced them will dispose of them. And it is well to bear in mind that they have never really been rich. A record of the private lives of most of this class will show that they have really been most abject and wretched. Riches secured on the competitive plane are never satisfactory or permanent. They are yours today and another's tomorrow. Remember, if you are to become rich in a scientific and certain way, you must rise entirely out of competitive thought. You must never think for a moment that the supply is limited. Just as soon as you begin to think that all the money is being cornered and controlled by others, and that you must exert yourself to get laws passed to stop this process and so on, in that moment, you drop into the competitive mind and your power to cause creation is gone for the time being. And what is worse, you will probably arrest the creative movements you have already begun. Know that there are countless millions of dollars worth of gold in the mountains of the earth, not yet brought to light. And know that if there were not, more would be created from thinking substance to supply your needs. Know that the money you need will come, even if it is necessary for 1,000 men to be led to the discovery of new gold mines tomorrow. Never look at the visible supply. Look always at the limitless riches in formless substance, and know that they are coming to you as fast as you can receive and use them. Nobody, by cornering the visible supply, can prevent you from getting what is yours. So never allow yourself to think for an instant that all the best building spots will be taken before you get ready to build your house unless you hurry. Never worry about the trusts and combines and get anxious for fear they will soon come to own the whole earth. Never get afraid that you will lose what you want because some other person beats you to it. That cannot possibly happen. You are not seeking anything that is possessed by anybody else. You are causing what you want to be created from formless substance, and the supply is without limits. Stick to the formulated statement. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made and which, in its original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the interspaces of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. A person can form things in his thought, and by impressing his thought upon formless substance, can cause the thing he thinks about to be created. Very deep stuff. And what I want to do is open it up immediately for discussion and comments. Would love to hear from everybody on the line. Bill, do you want to open up the comments? Do you have anything you want to add to what we've covered today?
Yeah, Paul. I mean, the thing I think of when I read this chapter with you is a couple things. One is if anybody ever remembers the movie Short Circuit, the computer-based being could not continue to operate without more input. And it kept asking, more input, more input, more input. And Ally Sheedy was in that movie. And, you know, when I read this, I immediately go right to my affirmations. And I think about, every time I listen to those affirmations, every time I read those affirmations, new thoughts, new inspiring thoughts come into my head. And they're all positive because they all have to do with me. And so it gets me fired up. It changes my attitude. It changes my direction. It fires different electrodes in my head, and it gets me fired up with new thoughts and new ideas and new things that I can do in my business and new things to grow myself. And that's why I strongly urge that people, do their affirmations. Do them. Either you can copy Paul's, and mine are Paul's. So mine are the same thing that Paul's are. And you can do your own. However you do it, just do it and make sure you listen to it and read it at least twice a day or three times a day or more. Because every time you do, while you sit there and you listen to yourself speak these things, new thoughts, new exciting thoughts will come into your head. From the formless substance, which is thin air, and that's where that comes from. And it's really exciting when you think about it. So that's basically it. Towards the end of the chapter, it was talking about, I just wanted to get to this. Know that there are countless millions of dollars worth of gold in the mountains of Earth. You know, I was seeing a story the other day where in India, when they celebrate a wedding, they celebrate with gold. And then they all also have a specific day where they buy gold. And it's true. It's amazing. They said for many years that we were running out of gold, yet they dig somewhere else and they find more gold. We even have a show on Discovery now called Gold Rush. And so, this is so amazing when you think about it. I mean, look at our oil situation. Yeah, prices have gone up because they have to go up because it's human labor. But when you think about it, they said, oh, yeah, we're running out of oil, and then all of a sudden another big find happens, and another big find, and now they say we have here in the United States, up in North Dakota, the equal of Saudi Arabia's oil just in gas. I mean, it's incredible. So, I mean, this is so true. It seems like we get down to the precipice, and boom, another big find comes. So, you know, I think this is true in our own lives in so many respects. What a powerful and awesome chapter. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Bill, and I really appreciate that and appreciate you. Before I open up the lines, let me just repeat real quick a couple of the lines from this chapter that might be construed to be a little bit controversial, and I really would love to hear what people think. It is the desire of God that you should get rich. Okay, that might be controversial. How about this one? Get rid of the idea that God wants you to sacrifice yourself for others and that you can secure his favor by doing so. God requires nothing of the kind. Okay, that's another key idea that might go against the grain here. And let's see, one other key point, you are to become a creator, not a competitor. I think that's a key line. All right, let's open it up here.
You notice I stayed away from those.
Okay, star 6 to unmute your lines. We would love to hear from you. Share your thoughts. Let's discuss this.
Good morning, Paul. This is Tina Nelson. How are you?
Hey, Tina. I'm doing great. How are you today?
Very excellent. Thanks. I might be able to give a little bit of insight to a couple of these lines based on my background in psychology, which doesn't really serve me financially anymore because I got burned out on that side of life a while ago, but it still does resonate a little bit every once in a while. The line that you were saying that was controversial, and I agree because it kind of doesn't make sense unless there's kind of more behind it. I'll just read the line. It is the desire of God that you should get rich. He wants you to get rich because he can express himself better through you if you have plenty of things to use in giving him expression. He can live more in you if you have unlimited command of the means of life.
Mm-hmm.
So in my journey of psychology, it actually makes a lot of sense when you think about, I don't know if anybody's heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Yes.
It's a pyramid where at the bottom you have to take care of your most base needs like food, shelter, water, things like that, so that when as you go up, then that's the base of the pyramid, so it's the largest part. And the other parts of the pyramid get smaller as you go up, and the top is self-actualization. So you can't get to, you don't have the capacity to worry about other things if you don't have a place to live and you don't have food. So it kind of fits into the quote from the book, you know, when you look at it that way, you can't serve other people if you can't help yourself first, more or less. So the top of it is self-actualization. The other parts, the largest part is physiological needs. The second is security needs. You need to be safe and secure. The third is social needs, where you want to belong and have love and affection. The fourth, which is getting smaller and smaller at the top of the pyramid, is esteem needs, and then five is self-actualization needs. So I just thought I'd bring that in because it does make sense, you know, when you bring that to light along with part of this where you think God wants you to be rich. Well, you need to take care of yourself and everything else first, and as you do that, you can develop more into kind of like a higher being for yourself so that you can help others. That's kind of what I was going for.
Tina, so valuable. Thank you so much for sharing that. What was the one right before self-actualization? Esteemed?
Yeah, self-esteem. Or esteem needs, I should say.
What exactly does that mean? Is that like self-esteem or?
Well, actually, I just found this on a psychologyabout.com. Esteem needs is after the first three needs have been satisfied, esteem needs becomes increasingly important. These include the need for things that reflect on self-esteem, personal worth, social recognition, and accomplishment. And then five is self-actualizing needs. This is the highest level of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Self-actualizing people are self-aware, concerned with personal growth, less concerned with the opinions of others, and interested in fulfilling their potential.
Awesome. Thank you
so
much.
And I can send you a link to this if you like.
Yeah, please, send it over. That's really powerful stuff. And I was just reminded real quick on a webinar that I was privileged to be a part of the other night. I was telling everybody of an experience I had with my wife the other night where I was talking to her and I was like, honey, you know, we really have we have this incredible stream of income coming in, and the way things are going, it's probably going to continue to grow and grow and grow and get bigger. And we are at a point where we could really start to think about, hey, what do we want to do with all our time? And you know, now that we're not, now that I don't have to commit myself all of this time to making a living for us. And then I was talking to a friend of mine the next day who heard that comment, and he's like, you know, that's really exciting to get to a point where you can really start to worry about, okay, now who am I really? What do I really want to do? And I said, yeah, isn't it neat? I mean, to get to a point where you're like, all right, now that I don't have to worry about this silly money anymore, what do I really want to do with my life? And I think that fits right in with what we're talking about here. Tina, thank you so much. Great comments.
Hey, Paul, can you hear me?
Hey, Melvin. Yes, we missed you yesterday.
Hey. Well, I'm here to step on your toe.
I'm looking forward to it. I knew you would.
You just used the word worry.
Oh, I did?
Yep, it's not worry. It's a concern.
Concern.
Worry's always a negative.
Thank you for catching me in that.
No problem. By the way, you owe me a phone call.
I do.
Yes, you do.
Okay, I will call you.
And listen, one of the things I want to comment on here, and I hear this all the time, and people need to stop saying it because I don't know where they're coming from with it all the time, about what God wants. God doesn't want anything. If God was anything like we give God credit to being, all-powerful, all-knowing, everything there is, then if God wanted something, that would already be such. So God doesn't want anything. Everything's the way God wants it to be. So the power now is within our hands to utilize the law to work for us or against us. And another thing, too, is in using the word God, you can also take the word God out and stick the word life in. Life and God is one and the same. And life wants more life. And that's why it always continues to move forward and move forward and move forward. In fact, it can't go any other direction. If you try to destroy something, you really don't destroy anything. You might break it up and tear it up, but it goes back to the soil or whatever, and it just sprouts up all over again. So I think getting a clear understanding of some of these things can help clear up a lot of things in our mind and make a lot of things start to come together. And yes, self-esteem does have to do with what we talked about in terms of how one feels about oneself. Very important. If you don't get that in place, you can't go to the top one. So, anyway, just wanted to throw a little bit out there. Back
Thanks,
to you.
Melvin. Very thought-provoking, as always. Appreciate you.
Good morning. It's Rick from the West Coast.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Welcome.
This is a fantastic topic, and it's a beautiful topic, and I just love the energy every morning, and my body was just shivering with energy yesterday on that call. It's just a wonderful thing, and it's a wonderful feeling. I look forward to these calls every morning. I want to bring it to attention because everybody's going to relate to this. Everybody's got a camera, right? Everybody. Mm-hmm. And we have a wide-angle lens, and we have a narrow lens. We also have a focus, and we also have a focus. Okay, when we're focusing on a particular area, that magnifies. Now, when you're focusing on a particular area, everything else around it gets blurry. So now you got to go out and get that wide-angle lens so everything can come in. And that's pretty much what's happening here. We're expanding, getting that wide-angle lens. Because what happens when you focus on one area, it gets blurry. Now the concentration that happens when you're repeating your affirmations, you're going to have a real focus, a definite focus on that area. But it will necessarily blur the other areas of your life if you don't get a wide-angle lens, you see, to get a real balance. And this, I believe, in my opinion, what this call and getting inputs from everybody. Lots of information we get on this line, okay, some of it, what you can say are truth. Some of it are opinions of others. So you look for references, and then later on will become a belief in yours. But none of them is really saying, hey, I need to do this, I need to do that, everything. But you need to really look at everything, analyze everything, look for references. Then they're going to become your truth. You see? And so this call is so wonderful. So you're now widening up that lens, and later on you can get that little macro focus where you can go really deep and get an in-depth understanding of everything. And that's all I had to say this morning, and thank you.
Rick, we love you. Great comments, and love the metaphor of the lens. Appreciate that. Very powerful.
Paul,
yeah.
Johnny from North Carolina. How are you doing, fellas?
Hey, who's that from North Carolina?
Ernie Murphy. How are you doing, brother?
Ernie, hey, good morning, man. How are you?
doing very well. I tried to actually get in yesterday because it was such a great call, and I was able to get on the very end of it. And I'm just compelled to get on today, and I don't want to take everyone's time, but I'm so blessed to be a part of this, and I'm so glad just to be on this call every morning for it to be there for me to be inspired. Really quickly, I'll tell a short story, and this isn't so much about myself, but it's speaking in volumes about higher power. In 2005, I was introduced to a book called Cracking the Millionaire Code, where I had lots of people around me who believed in me but didn't know how to give me direction. And in that book, it talks about higher power. And in just pursuing my success as far as a person and a father and just being a good person in general and in life trying to succeed, I've been led to different directions. And it wasn't always to my understanding, but I always knew there was a higher power working for me. And in relation to this call and all my learnings, just recently, since learning about your call, the Think and Grow Rich call, I went to the library to try to pursue the Think and Grow Rich book. Well, unknowing of myself, I got the library to order a book, and they actually ordered the book Science of Getting Rich versus the book Think and Grow Rich. And it's ironic that I start reading this book, and like everyone else, until we actually just stop and let life catch up to us, all of us are out running our own lives. Some of us actually lose our lives in the pursuit of trying to chase happiness. When if we just stop and look around, happiness will come to us and reassess who we are and the person we really want to be. And what I'm trying to really, really touch base on is higher power is working for you if you just get in tune with yourself and what you really want to do. Because in calling in on this call and clearing my mind and thinking more clearly, I am sitting here on the phone call yesterday, and the night before I was reading in my book, and verbatim the words that Bill was reading, they're touching base with me, almost like the greatest thing you've ever eaten. The taste of it's just, it was so superb. And I said, these words, I know these words. And I come to find the book that I'm currently reading, The Science of Getting Rich, that I didn't mean to even get from the library, is the book that you're reading and explaining on your call. How is it that I got the wrong book, but it was actually the right book? And I'm just saying, higher powers at work for you, even whenever you're not even aware of it. And if we just stay in tune and help one another, and that's one thing I'm so privileged about, is the fact that the company that introduced me to all these many wonderful things and this call and so many bright-minded people is a blessing, just a complete blessing in my life. And it's not about the money. It's about the family and the learning and all the inspiration I get from it every day to go out and be a better person in general. And I'm so blessed to have it in my life. And I thank you for your time.
Ernie, thank you. We feel blessed for those comments. But you said a lot of really valuable things there. Really appreciate that. Who's next? Star 6.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
This is Melody from Portage, and I am just excited about what I heard today. It sounded, for me, it was truth, and it was in balance. I love it. And the answer to one of your questions for me and my information is, it's God's desire and my desire for me to prosper, to be in health as my mind, my will, and my emotions prosper. So I'm just very excited, and I agree with those. And I am a child of the Creator, so therefore, I am a creator. So I'm in agreement.
Awesome. Melody, thank you very much. So good to hear your excited, passionate voice, and so glad to hear your affirmation of actually doing affirmations and how powerful they can be. Thank you. Who's next? Star 6. Plenty of time here.
Good morning, Paul. It's Doc Fran.
Good morning, Doc Fran.
I absolutely love the discussion this morning, and I want to follow up a little bit on Mel's comments. And, you know, he is absolutely right. God does not want anything. And it dovetails with the comment that I made a couple of calls ago where, you know, God does not do anything to us or for us. He manifests manifests all things through us. And we do have an infinitely expanding, abundant universe. And that is the expression of God. God is just a word that we've made up as a contraction for good, because God is pure consciousness, supreme consciousness, and we are all extensions of God. The very fact that we have creativity within us, the fact that we have intellect in us, the fact that we have the ability to have an awareness of awareness within ourselves is, in fact, that piece of God that is in each and every one of us. And we all are interconnected. That's why this planet, despite what is perceived as challenges, problems, etc., constantly continues to not only survive, but actually expand and exceed. Because every time we take our belief, every time we take a thought, every time we convert those thoughts or ideas into physicality and form, we are in fact completing and continuing the whole process of divine creation. And it is the most exciting way to view your life. So whether you call him God, whether you call him consciousness, whether you call him supreme being, whether you call him infinite power, it makes no difference. It is that force that is in all of us and at work for and through all of us, and that is the excitement of life.
Dr. Fran.
Good morning, Mel.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you cleaning that up for me some.
Well, you're welcome. And you know, the other thing I love is the message from today about, you know, having to take care of yourself first and make yourself strong. We all come in to life, and we all come in to particularly these businesses in the home-based industry with a desire to help our fellow man. And many people take that desire and use it as the excuse not to thrive themselves. And that is misguided thinking. It's what you call a negative limiting self-belief. And the reality is, in order to truly help, just as was pointed out by Waddle's words today and the comments that some of our listeners have made this morning, you can help far more people when you have far more resources at your disposal to use. And resources aren't just money. Resources are your knowledge base, your understanding, your level of consciousness, your ability to communicate, your ability to understand what needs to be served in a particular person. What need are they expressing that has not being met? Because all behavior is a function of an unfulfilled need in the individual expressing that behavior. So once you begin to truly understand motivations in people, then you start to understand where they're coming from. And we've all heard that expression. And a lot of times their words aren't where they're coming from. They're indications of where they're coming from. And as you start to understand where they're coming from, then you can really discern the need that they're expressing. Or you can simply ask them, what need do you feel that's not being met? And how can I best serve that need? So it's all part of this grand plan. We all are a part of. We are the essence of God within each and every one of us, and our purpose on this planet is to manifest that goodness towards each other and towards ourselves.
Thank you, Doc Fran. I'm so glad that these calls are recorded, because this is definitely one that I will be going back through It's obvious that we are stronger together than we are alone, and it's such a joy to hear all of the just the wisdom that's coming out in this discussion. So thank you, Doc and Mel and everyone else. And we still got time, so we'd love to hear from some others on the line.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? This is John from Chicago.
Hey, John. Doing great. How are you today?
Good, good. You know, this is just kind of a micro example, but have you ever noticed that when you're on an airplane, they're going through the safety checks, how they always say that if the cabin pressure loses oxygen, that you put the mask on yourself first and then help the other person?
Yes.
You know, it's very, very challenging to try to help other people when you're in need yourself. If you get that out of the way, how much more can you focus on everybody else? Just some food for thought.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you for sharing that. Great analogy.
Hi, Paul. This is Anita Young from Springfield, Missouri.
Hello, Anita. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate the call yesterday, and I just loved it, this conference call. This is my second day listening to the call. And I just wanted to say that in my life experiences, I've lost two husbands and I've been through a divorce. But through it all, I've tried to stay positive. And when you're positive, other people look at you and go, how can you be positive? Your husband just died. Or, you know, you're left to raise a son by yourself. And if you take your experiences and you reach out to other people that are hurting just like you are, you know, and you use those in a positive way, life comes around and blesses you tremendously. And so with our income, if we do the same, you know, and as we grow richer and we reach out to those that aren't as fortunate, we are just blessed tremendously with what we have by sharing with others. And I just really believe that, you know, life isn't just about you. It's about helping others and taking your life experiences and growing from them and not being depressed about them. Just take them in and know that God just loves you. He understands. And you're to understand and help others. And I just really appreciate the calls and all the positive feedback. And I just have really enjoyed the second day of my get on conference. Thank you.
Anita, thank you so much for speaking up and sharing those really, truly words of wisdom. We appreciate that. And thanks for being on the call. Day two. All right. Keep it going. Star 6, who's next?
Good morning, Paul. This is Marlies.
Hello, Marlies, our singer.
Well, that's why I was really hesitant about it. I'm not a singer. I love to sing. I don't have the voice. But that should not stop anyone from singing. I always start singing in the morning, and we have so many beautiful songs, well, in German especially. And every day is a gift. That's one of my favorite songs, and it's just so beautiful. But all the comments, they've been just so right on target. And everything that I have come to also make my own truth over the years. And I guess the older we get, the hopefully wiser we become also in the process. Even though I could practically repeat everything that I've heard, because it is so, as I said, so much in alignment with the kind of beliefs that I've come to really embrace. But on a different kind of take on that, I just wanted to point out that what I've learned over the last decades, living basically, you know, on both continents, like over in Europe, Germany, and also here, what I've come to realize is that as I travel back and forth and getting to know the people over there, what has happened after this so much destruction and so much suffering after the war, as people became just also, in comparison to the Maslow's pyramid, it really helped me understand how important it is for us to have those basic needs met because the people then too over there, once their basic needs were met, they became wealthy. Everybody practically, even the middle class, which we used to have, right? They just felt, quite well taken care of. And of course, when you are, you can look further and you want to help others that, you know, are not able to help themselves. So that's why we do have so many wonderful outreach programs, and especially also in other countries, that we look further than that. If we are happy and healthy, and it's not being selfish to be happy, healthy, and abundantly blessed, again, because then we have the resources, we have the love, we have the everything that we need in order to be that kind of blessing in the lives of other people. And so it is absolutely I find it is absolutely essential for those of us who understand this law to do everything possible and to put all of our effort into just really becoming as wealthy in all areas, you know, of our lives, mentally, spiritually, physically, and especially also monetarily, and get this belief, which I believe with, that if I'm spiritual, I cannot, you know, think or focus on money. And as everybody knows, it has been misconstrued of the way it was said in the Bible. It's the love of money, again, which is not in balance, you know, that is the root of all evil, but not money itself. It is a wonderful, wonderful means in order to create good in this world, right? So it's been kind of in our, you know, kind of programmed into our consciousness that it's not good, and especially spiritual people and healers, many of us, and especially women who want to save the world, right, also just feel, oh, it's not right that I can, you know, that I focus on creating wealth. So thank God for these wonderful calls, for the tremendous support and wonderful comments, contributions we hear from all these beautiful, very, very, you know, I think, wise people. I just benefit, and I know everybody benefits so, so tremendously. So thank you again. Thank everyone. I just love all of you, and I just appreciate each and every one of you. And thank you again, Paul, for providing these calls for us. And I know I talked enough already again. Back to you, too.
Marlise, everything you said was beautiful. We love you. Thank you. Thank you very much for being a part of these calls.
Hey, Paul, this is Gary from Ocala, Florida.
Gary, how you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Doing great.
I too, like Anita, this is my second day of listening to your call. Really enjoyed it yesterday. I've been a victim, I guess I might say, of Fox News. I would turn Fox News on in the morning, have it on all day long whenever I come in. I even had it set to where whenever I turned my TV on, that was the channel that popped up. And after listening to your all's call yesterday, I come to the conclusion that y'all are totally right, and that was destroying my way of thinking. It was just force-feeding negative into me on a daily basis. And so after the call yesterday, I deleted Fox News Channel from my TV. I told my wife and my son, I said, I refuse to watch it anymore. I believe it's killing me and destroying my way of thinking. And I sent out a message also on Facebook to all my Facebook friends. But if you're, started it off with, what are you thinking? And said that if you're thinking negative, you're going to get negative. If you hang around negative people, you're going to get negative. You're going to be negative. And so if you're a negative person, I love you, but you got to go. And I'm starting a whole new process of a way of thinking things, and I just thank you guys so much.
Gary, thank you. That was one of the best decisions you could have ever made in your life. And thank you for having the courage to come out and sharing with everybody that incredible breakthrough. It inspires me. I'm sure it inspires everybody on the line. And that, my friend, is what these calls are all about. It's about helping as many people as possible have that shift in thinking that will lead them to a shift in their reality where we all can have more, do more, be more, become more. So you are why we do this call, Gary. Thank you so much for sharing that experience. Appreciate you and love you.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, Melvin.
I'd just like to thank him as well, because I think that is very profound what he just had to say. And Fox News is truly one of the worst things you could possibly listen to. And I don't say that based on being a Republican or a Democrat, because I think that's such nonsense in itself. You know, we're all Americans, and this stuff to try to divide people and separate people and lie and twist the truth. We've got to make sure we don't, if we do listen to such things, we've got to be at a point to where we can truly know how to separate and make the difference in the two. So, very good point. Appreciate what he had to say.
Thanks, Melvin. Anyone else? We've got a few minutes left here. Want to jump out? Star 6.
Hey, Paul, it's Bernie.
Hey, Bernie?
Yeah?
From Montana?
Yeah, I had to jump on my cell phone because my computer turned off all of a sudden.
Oh, thank you.
So hopefully there's not a lot of feedback.
You sound good.
I just wanted to say real quick, because I need to run and get my daughter going to school, but that everyone has been right on, and I'm very excited, too, about the opportunity to associate with such people that want to build and bring everyone up, because I believe that's what God wants us to do with each other, is to build and bring each other up. And in doing that, we can change the world. And that's, you know, something that I've really wanted to do in my life, is to raise myself up. And finding this has been, you know, a godsend. So, you know, I believe it's right on that God wants us to be rich, because he wants us to bring others up with us and to share all that with everyone, and not be the selfish kind of rich that most people think of being rich as. There was something else. The balance that, was it Marlise? Anyway, the last caller, the last lady that was talking about balance and how that is so true, that we have to, you know, with the pyramid thing, I'd love to see that on paper, because I didn't get all those words in there. With that pyramid that she was talking about, taking care of our base needs, so that we can build ourselves, and once we're there, we can bring everyone else along with us. It's very exciting to have this every day in my life. It's my coffee in the morning, because I don't drink coffee. So this is my coffee. It gets me up and going and excited about my day. And that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you, Bernie. And I'm going to post that Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs in the Facebook group. So anybody that wants to see it, I'll grab it and post it there.
Thank you, everyone.
Hey, Paul, it's Doc Fran.
Hey, Doc.
If I can, Gary, I loved his comments, and it just, it's one of the things you and I have talked about. The real genius of this call, and Paul, I just really want to acknowledge you for having the inspiration and the courage to actually put this together and have the dedication to persist for years now doing this call for the benefit of those people who access it. And we're all on our own path to increases in consciousness. And the most beautiful thing is exactly what this call is accomplishing, where you have people contact a piece where they really make that connection and literally do move themselves to a new level of consciousness. And that is the most exciting thing that can possibly happen for each and every one of us. And it is, in fact, the most exciting thing to listen for and hear as people articulate their newfound consciousness and articulate consciousnesses that they have achieved and have incorporated into their life as an operating basis for themselves. And that's the fulfillment, and that is the richness. You know, you know, we all tend to think of rich as being money, synonymous and interchangeable with wealth. And, you know, there is a richness of love. There is richness of consciousness. There is richness of friends. There is richness of joy. You can be rich in many, many aspects of your life, and money is just one of them. So back to you, Paul.
Great points, Doc. Thank you very much. Anyone else want to jump out here? We've got 5 minutes, or we'll go ahead and close the call if everyone's done.
Hey, Paul, it's Mike.
Let's see. I heard a lady's voice right before Mike. Who was that?
Just a quick question. What was the name of the book and the author?
This book is called the one that we're going through right now.
The one you read from today.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's called The Science of Getting Rich, and it's by Wallace Wattles. And if you visit my website at paulhutchings.net and click on Mindset up at the top, you can download this book for free if you want to get an ebook copy.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about what Doc said and how it's expanded my life so much. I used to be afraid, believe it or not, to talk to people about things that I believe in. And I am the other thing I wanted to comment on is about the amount of gold there are in them there hills.
Yeah.
As life passes you by, grab on to everybody and anybody you can talk to if you believe in what you have to talk about. And it's just, to me, there's gold out there, and all you have to do is not be afraid to try and help somebody out and reach out and try and make it better for them, like you are to everyone on this call. It's powerful stuff, and once you agree to move forward and push through all the negativity and just go with your gut, and I mean, it's powerful. It's awesome stuff, and I just want to thank you all again for everything you've done for me. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. All right, folks. Well, listen, let's go ahead and – this has been one of the we've had a lot of good calls, but I'll tell you, this one has been so enlightening for me, and it's brought me to a real point of humility where I literally am just standing in awe at the amount of experience, wisdom, the breadth of knowledge and enlightenment that everybody on this call has and brings to the call and brought to today's call. So I want to thank everyone. Thank you so much for stepping out and not being afraid and sharing your thoughts and allowing other people to have that shift in consciousness that we heard happen on today's call. I do love each of you. I do care about you. I appreciate you. I value you. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you for investing in yourself. That's what this is, investing in yourself. Let us take today, the gift of today. Let us move forward with faith. Let us take action. Let us be persistent, my friends. And we'll see you back here tomorrow morning on the Think and Grow Rich call. Make it a great day, everyone.